AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. government says there might be some Americans at that Radisson Hotel in Bamako, Mali, taken over by Islamic extremists this morning. The gunmen took huge numbers of hostages. We know some of them have been freed, but at least three people have been killed. The U.S. military is helping to move fleeing civilians to safety as Mali's special forces try to secure the hotel. AP correspondent Andrew Selsky is in Africa.
The group that operates the hotel came out with a statement early on saying that 170 hostages had been taken. The situation is very fluid, with some taken hostage, some having been freed, some having escaped the hotel.
President Obama is in mostly Muslim Malaysia this morning. He says he's monitoring the drama in Mali. And when he held a town hall meeting with young Malaysians, he urged them not to get caught up in the Islamic extremist lifestyle and philosophy, and to engage with those of other faiths.
To build interfaith dialogue, promote tolerance, and to combine an appreciation of your own culture and traditions with the modern world.
Sad news from Paris this morning, where we're learning that one more victim of last week's terror attacks has died, bringing the number of dead to 130. The French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says some are asking him, "What can I do?" And he's telling them the best way to fight the terrorists is to go on living. Convicted spy Jonathan Pollard is free and on his way to New York City, where his lawyers have arranged a job and a home for him, they say. Pollard, then a Navy intelligence analyst, sold U.S. secrets to the Israelis in the mid-1980s and has been in prison since then. The Dow is up 150 points. This is AP Radio News. Sunday's American Music Awards will feature a special tribute to the victims of the Paris terror attacks. Celine Dion will sing the musical tribute. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has got the rundown for the rest of the show.
Taylor Swift has a shot at making American Music Awards history. She leads the nominations with six, and if she wins them all, she will become the show's most decorated female artist. Ed Sheeran and The Weeknd have five nominations each. Newcomer Leon Bridges will perform with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and it's his first award show. Bridges says he doesn't know how to act around a room full of celebrities.
It's amazing, you know, to, like, meet those people, but it just, you know, just makes me nervous, you know, to be around all of them.
I'm Archie Zarletta.
Rental prices are up for homes across the United States. This comes to us from the real estate data firm of Zillow, which says prices are up 4.5% from a year ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.